So the coffee's ground, transferred it into the filter, and the temperature of the water has gone down to 90, and I'm starting to pour in a circular movement over the grinds, trying not to scald them. And the nice thing about putting this filter over the double-walled glass is that I can see exactly how much I'm extracting. And it's a nice bloom on top, circular movement, just pour over the grinds. Wait until the water runs through and then just do it again. In total, it is usually about 3-4 times for the desired amount. And I'm also keeping an eye on the watch. So this has gone now 1 minute 27 seconds. I try and do that within 2 minutes. That should do the trick. It's a lovely little ritual, really. What better way to start your morning in the garden? Just checking at the temperature of the brewed coffee now. I don't want to scald myself. I don't want to burn my tongue. And it's still too hot. It's 67. I'm going to wait until it goes below 60. My 58, 55 is good for me. I can still smell it. Nice refreshing smell. Beautiful smell. On the package, they guide you for this bourbon light that it's a clean, light, full-bodied coffee with sweet, lemony, citrus and fruity taste. Well, I'll be interested to see if that are really the notes that are coming through. It's got a beautiful smell. It's a very refreshing smell, and yet there's a depth to it as well. Very, very nice. It's beautiful. I'm sat there on my garden bench, waiting patiently for the temperature to come down to what my palate likes. And it's gone down to 58. So I'm going to give it a go. Smelling it, it's beautiful. It's really light and fruity, and yet there's a sweetness about it, which is just gorgeous. The nice thing about using this double-walled glass is that you see the real color of the coffee, and it's got this golden hue almost. It's brown, but it's got a golden hue to it, and it's just divine. Taking a sip and very well rounded. Oh, it's beautiful. Definitely got some acidity. I wouldn't say it's too zesty though. Very, very smooth. Oh, it just sits on your tongue and on your palate without any assault. It's beautifully rounded. But it has, definitely, it is coffee, you know, it is coffee. When you go on about these notes and this acidity and the difference between the roasting profiles, it is, of course, coffee, but it is just lighter, it is fruitier, it's got different notes to it. It's a harmony of different things that all blend together and sit so nicely and give you a wonderful feeling.